Vegas, Nevada. You're listening to LV Rocks. Noise from Vegas.
Vegas Hosting is your one-stop shop for all of your hosting needs. With up-to-date, state-of-the-art equipment and in excess of 20 carriers servicing the co-location facility, your website is always up. Vegas Hosting offers packages as low as $5.99 a month with no contracts to sign. Visit Vegas Hosting on the web at vegas-hosting.com or call toll-free to discuss your needs at 1-877-286-1052. That's 1-877-286-1052. Vegas Hosting. Hosting with us is not a gamble.
Warning, warning, Spank Wagon Radio is now on the air.
Spank Wagon Radio.
Oh, shit. I thought we were fading.
I didn't know. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a Friday night, and you know what that means?
Spank Wagon Radio is now on the air.
And real quick, before we start off, let's say hello to Claude Balls.
How's it going, everyone?
Flying J.
How you doing?
And me.
What's up, dude?
What's up?
What up?
What up? All right.
It was almost awkward. You almost talked to yourself for a second.
Yeah, I was like, hey, me? Hey, wait, no, no.
Wait,
all right, like we said, Spank Wagon Radio brought to you live from beautiful LV Rock Studio in near somewhere ghetto-ish downtown Las Vegas, Nevada.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, let's start off with the basic information. If you
I
want to
hate
check,
that fucking clock behind me.
I hate it, too.
Every time I look at my eye. Every time I look at you, I'm like, shit, we got to call her.
Yeah.
I hate that fucking clock.
That clock's got to go.
I got a good view of it.
That clock's really got to go. At least go somewhere different in the place. Anyhow.
Some of the wedges and, like, stuck.
You can turn it off. It has, like, a switch on. We'll get to that in a bit. All right. First off, let's see. If you want to play along with us, we already know you're listening. I see you in the chat room, and we appreciate that. Don't
the
break the clock. I don't know how much it costs, and I don't know how much you own.
I think I fixed it.
Yeah.
Shove the pin in there.
Take the pin out.
Hold on. It's making noise now. Hold on.
The death rattle.
It's one of these clocks where, you know, it's like the six or seven LEDs on a stick. The stick shakes back and forth, left to right, very violently, and displays.
I don't think it's coming back.
Oh, I'm going to laugh if you killed the clock.
Nah, trust me, it's fine.
You're going to be...
As the last bits of life shudders out of it.
Dude, I turned it off.
Yeah, just turned it off. It has a switch.
It's a big sleep.
It's meant to be turned off.
Yeah, but it's still just going.
Well, you were vibrating at like 20 or 30 RPM or whatever that is. You know, you'd shake a little too.
RPMs?
I know it's not rotations. Just run with me on this one, all right?
VPMs, yeah.
Vibrations per minute or something. All right. As I was saying,
you know what? You can measure dildos with that.
How fast was she going? Well, she was going about 42 orgasms a second. Really quick, irc.slashnet.org, /LVROCKS. That is the chat room that you go into to chat with us live. Of course, if you want to, there's a cam and chat button if you go to spankwagon.net, our official home site. When you go to spankwagon.net, click on the cam and chat. You can do the chat, nice little Java thing, accept all the shit. You can also do the webcam where you can see our beautiful faces. Why don't I just go ahead and throw it up on the quad here for now, start off with.
Oh, there's me.
Yes, and us, and everything. But basically, you can watch us do our show, and hopefully you enjoy it.
Yeah.
What other ways? Oh, yeah, we'll have the phone lines open up a little later in the show. Of course, you know, that's important, too, because we like your feedback. Lots of calls after last week's show with the Border Patrol, but
yes.
Which you can download on the show and listen to in the archive.
Close the fucking borders.
They come into America.
To pick fruit.
No.
What are you talking about? To sell it on the corner.
To clean rooms.
They come into Vegas.
To deal blackjack.
Sorry.
No, I don't think they could deal Jack Black. They clean rooms.
Jack Black. So what, yeah, I could deal Jack Black's badass either.
The Jack, School of Rock.
Jack Black, Jack White. What?
No. Yes. Greed.
Greed?
Or greedy.
Greedy.
That was far worse.
Was it?
With Ben Stiller?
Yes.
That
the
was
Poo Riser, yes.
Yes. And pocket flung. That was so fucking horrible.
Anyways.
Anywho, I haven't seen the movie.
Okay, now we're slowing the show completely to a dead halt.
That's okay. It happens every once in a while.
You ever seen Cheech and Chong, man? Cheech and Chong's next movie?
Which one?
Week?
Next movie.
I can't remember it.
Mexican-American!
Oh, yes.
Yeah, there we go.
Okay.
I'll have to get a recording of that, so every time we bring up the border, I can play that.
Yes. Okay.
There you go.
As
I was saying, speaking of Spankwagon, one thing I'm going to actually give a shout out for is everyone. We need people to contribute to the site. Anybody anonymously or logged in can contribute information.
Contribute, say something.
Up in the left hand corner, you see where it says submit a story. That's your guys' site to submit anything. To comment, you have to log in because I'm tired of spam. But it's all anonymous. It's all secure. It's all. I don't care who you are. You could put Tom fucking Jones for all I care for your username. You're Tom fucking Jones for all I care.
Tom fucking Jones.
Tom fucking Jones.
All right.
So all I have to say is if you actually do post, or if you do use this, like the show, post on the site.
What's new, pussycat?
Yeah. Sign up as Tom fucking Jones and sign up and do this, you know. I don't care if this is what you put on the site.
Come online, man. Pretend you're Tom Jones, man. Show some kung fu moves like the guy we work with.
Ah,
the karate master.
I know it doesn't pick up the camera well, but...
I know. Dragon punch!
Judo chop!
Buckwheat headlock!
Okay! Oh, my hell.
Alfalfa eye poke.
You know, someone's probably going to sign up now with the username of Tom fucking Jones.
Tom fucking
Let
Jones.
Let us sign up as Tom fucking Jones. As long as they post as Tom fucking Jones. Look, here's the thing, folks. Spankwagon.net, the home site to Spankwagon Radio, has all the information for all the syndicates, has all the information for LV Rocks, has all the information for Friends of Spankwagon. And to be completely honest, I like to see people post. It's a blog. It's a news site. It's a geek site. There's topics for do-it-yourself. There's topics where Claude here is a perfect blogger. who blogs about some of the weirdest experiences that he's ever had, which for him is normal, for us is abnormal.
Does Howard Hessman dream of electric riboflavin?
It's on there. Let's put this down into Spank Wagon, or let's say that again.
Does Tom Jones dream of electric riboflavin?
It's on the cover of SpankWagon.net.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Do you sound like an asthmatic Arab.
No, remember the whole Dianetics commercial?
I was like,
whatever.
Oh, fuck. sorry about that. Anyways.
Oh, Dianetics is a bit different. It's like...
Wait a minute. That sounds like a cop caper. Jesus. All right, look. Basically, my appeal is to every one of the listeners out there. We love you as listeners, but we want to see you as contributors, too, because the site is open for you guys to contribute, everyone to contribute. So that's my plea. I'm not gonna keep whoring myself out tonight about that.
You whore.
But that is my plea.
Oh, yes, Akari.
Whore.
We're going to get to your rental cross, man.
Akari
has finally topped me as a person to be the worst abuser of cars.
We'll have to have Akari call in later on with the rental cross. Actually, yes. Matter of fact, if he can do it soon, because we're going to start in kind of a car talk thing here.
Okay.
Real quick.
Let me get my car talk voice.
Right now, we've got an old Stromberg carburetor on this old ass Nova that we're going to put on.
Come on, adjust yourself now.
It's about 4,000 CFM, and it's the size of a toilet bowl.
Oh, that's fucking nice. Hot, man. God, hold on.
You're rubbing your
car voice.
Yeah. You like that? That sounds like the guy from Trucks, huh?
Yeah, man. You need a man.
No, you don't sound like the guy from Trucks.
Not
you sound
Trucks,
like the guy from Horsepower TV.
That's right, the blonde guy.
Yeah, what we got here is we got a Yanko Camaro custom kit. Now, you see what we decided to put in.
That sounds like my devil voice. You know, grab my horns.
Hold on now. What we decided to put in was a 305.
You sound like the other guy, too.
We decided to put in a 305 lobed cam so that way we could get a higher torque ratio out of the gearing. And the thing is, when we say we mean other people in the studio working for us.
We mean our little Asian boy, Todd, who does all the hard work for us.
Hello.
Damn it, Todd, you're not supposed to be on the camera.
Oh, yes, so sorry.
Get off the stage, Todd.
We'll be back after this break when we find out who let Todd out.
Oh, fuck me, no.
Spank Wagon Radio, you are on the air.
Yo, it's Akari.
What's up, Akari? Rental cross.
Yes,
cross. Tell us about it while I adjust the line.
Well, basically what rental cross is, it's actually called rally cross, but you go out to like a dry lake bed or a mud bog, something like that, with the people from the SCCA. They set up a temporary course with cones. Nice, big, and wide, just a good excuse while they're just thrash around. Well,
okay.
For most people, you know, you may own a car which you really take off-road. You know, I own a Mazda Miata. I'm not going to take that thing off-road and risk it.
You like your Mazda Miata too much.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't dare put that through it. So, well, for those of us enterprising, budget-minded individuals, being a little thrifty, if you know what I'm saying, well, then we rent a Dodge Neon or maybe a Ford Focus or a Mazda 3.
Or a Cavalier.
Oh, God, yeah, a Cavalier.
Oh, yeah,
God.
Yay!
So basically, we proceed to thrash the living Jesus out of it for a course of 5 hours on a dry lake bed.
So you drove on a dry lake bed with a Neon. This
oh,
is
way
a
to go, man.
I'm showing Flying J the pictures right now.
Yeah, oh, an 05 Neon SXT.
Mm-hmm.
Now, might I also commend you for actually taking the time to get your fingers dirty and write Mopar on the rear fender?
The first thing that came to mind, actually, for that one, I was like, yeah, I went Mopar in this car. Hell yeah, a little faster now.
Now, how difficult was it to clean it, especially looking at the fucking interior?
Yeah, the interior.
Oh, my fucking God. That's
a
rental?
That's a rental. Say what?
The interior actually was the worst part, because the external part, we put it through, like, one automated car wash, then took the high-powered hoses for about, like, 5 minutes just to get all the little bits of things cleaned up. But the interior, oh, God, that was a pain in the ass.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know from experience, because I own an SXT. And this is an 05 SXT, very almost identical to the one you drove.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The interior collects dirt naturally. I mean, these things, I don't know what it is, but if you leave it sit for a week, you will have dust trails. And you sat there and drove it through the fine silt dust of a lake bed.
Oh, yes.
I spilled salt all over the seats in my rental SXT, dude. Yeah. And it was hard enough.
We figured, actually, we realized one of the rear windows actually cracked open by like an eighth of an inch, which didn't really help things at all. We had the AC set to recirculate, but we still just got covered in dirt from having to open the doors constantly while we're out there. And I said, the big thing is, I didn't really want the thing to be, you know, spick and span, crystal clean, but on the flip side, you know, I don't want to be so dirty that they freak out and slap me with a cleaning bill.
Yeah, so you did clean it. You did clean it.
Yeah.
And obviously you don't know what their opinion was about on return, though.
Well, this is what they said. So, Mr. Fields, how was the car? Oh, it was great. Thanks a lot. Bye.
Why do I have a feeling that, why do I have a feeling that the minute you hit the door, we heard, zoink!
Pretty much, yeah. And I got the receipt, and I walked quickly away from the place as fast as I could.
I don't blame you.
You know what, man? Akari and I, we need to seriously like consider a demolition derby or something. Not by hitting each other, but see how bad we can thrash a car.
Go out and get like a Yugo.
No, I mean like let's get a couple
rental
cars.
We still
gotta
do the Yugo thing though, bro. I mean, you know, I gotta pay mine like the friggin' Mach 5, and you gotta
I'm
pay
Racer
yourself
X,
like Racer
if
X.
If you ever can do it, man, yeah.
So here it is. Basically, if you want to see, there's three images on the wagon. The three great images on the wagon of the car. What's the heading it's under there, Claude, so that we can either can search or scroll down to it? The heading
is Gearhead Spank Wagon Rally Team.
So there you go. Spank Wagon Rally Team is the subject or the title. Go ahead and check it out. It's submitted by Akari with 45.
And you were
views.
In the desert on a dry lake bed for 5 hours in this thing?
At least, yeah. We got out there probably about 4 o'clock. We didn't leave till about midnight. But, I mean, we started running about... 9 to 10 o'clock at night. So
damn, I hope you brought along some water.
Oh yeah, we brought along about a gallon or so of water per person.
That's like one of those
some
days.
Food and stuff to snack on, but yeah, we were pretty tired at the end of the day there. So.
Oh yeah, I believe it.
It's
I
one of those days
it.
You start like pissing clear by the end of it.
Yep, because you're so fucking hydrated. All right, Akari, thank you very much for the talk through on the Spank
Good
Rally
job,
or Spank
man.
Wagon Rally Team.
you make me proud.
Wow. Oh, I do what I can.
Oh, a lot, very proud. Thank you, Akari.
No problem. Bye.
Bye. So there you go, Akari with his Spank Wagon
oh,
Rally
yeah.
Team.
Thanks for the feedback on the Cavalier there, man.
Well, you know,
and they don't know yet. We're going
yeah.
to get
to that. All right. My article actually was talking about, now this is more of a gearhead thing that Claude and I have talked about in the past. With the resurgence of the Ford Mustang, quite literally bringing life back into the rear-wheel drive two-door market, Chrysler owners were a little upset when the new Charger came out, and the new Charger was a four-door rear-wheel drive. Now, granted, it was a rear-wheel drive. It was called the Charger. Had a Hemi. Yay. It was still a four-door car. It was a four-door car that looked like, you know, the 300. It wasn't very inspiring.
It looks horrible.
Fans are now, GM fans are now calling for the Camaro's revival. Success of the new resto-inspired Ford Mustang has fans of the famed Chevrolet Sports Coupe fuming mad and fantasizing about a revival of their own. The Camaro and its sister car, Pontiac Firebird, came to the market in 1966, 2 years after the Mustang, and developed a cult following that largely pitted the cars against the Mustang. When GM discontinued the Camaro in 2002, it essentially handed all of that market over to Ford. The new Mustang now has an estimated 41% of the shrinking market for mid-size coupes. And its sales are up 24.9% this year through May, reports Autodata Corp. Camaro fans say this is proof Chevy should have kept the Camaro in the game and that should get back in as soon as possible. So what do you guys think? Do you guys think we could see another muscle car revolution?
Yeah.
I kind of dig it. You know, it's kind of nice to see what they come up with to answer for every fucking muscle car that's ever existed.
You know,
I really think we're going to see that, and the reason being is a lot of people don't give a shit about gas mileage because, I mean, everybody right now is like, SUVs are bad, but if we're going to get shitty gas mileage anyway, let's have something more enjoyable.
Yeah, if we're going to have shitty gas mileage, let's do it in a big fucking vehicle. And I agree with that, sort of. You know, me.
No, I'm just saying it's mentality. That, you know what? A lot. You know why a lot of people like me don't. I complain about high gas prices, but you know what's a big reason I really tolerate them?
Why is that?
Because I know one day the Middle East will be bankrupt. That is literally what keeps me going. That's my inspiration to know one day the Saudi royals will be fucking as poor as fucking shit.
When's this going to happen?
This may not happen in our lifetime.
No, but I know it will.
No, but you know it will?
I know it will.
How do you know?
Everything has to come to an end, man.
Yeah, but...
All
why
empires.
Can't we be like, you know, Brazil or wherever that is?
Yes,
runs off of
yes.
Friggin' 40-45% of vehicles run off of
ethanol. A sugar-based ethanol or ethanol
yeah.
sugar
what
or whatever.
The fuck?
Off
how
of sugar
hard is
cane.
That shit, man?
Well, we actually have a good write-up on that. Actually, funny you mentioned that one. That one is also on the Spank on Spank Wagon. It's open and available for discussion on SpankWagon.net. Jesus, it sounds like we're fucking whoring out the site today.
You
big whore.
Oh, okay. Hey, yeah, the new... Well, Dodge is also saying at this point, or Daimler Chrysler is saying at this point they're looking now at releasing the Charger as a two-door mid-size sedan, or excuse me, coupe, for 2008 or 2009. Basically because of the less-than-warm reception that the Charger received when it was released this year.
Charger is going to have to create a niche market of people that want a muscle car but are too pussied out to actually get one.
And that's just it. You know, it's not even a muscle car, really. It's a four-door.
No, it's not.
You know, it's a family car. It's a family car named after a Dodge.
But
is your headset okay?
No, it's fine. I just heard some popping.
Oh, okay.
Well, I can tell you one thing right now, too. A lot of Jeep owners are pissed off because of the discontinuation of the inline six.
Yeah.
That is going to be a huge thing. However, what's going to happen is they've already said we're going to bore out the V6 to 4 liters because people don't want to feel like they're going down in size. But there's also another rumor going around, too, that Daimler's really taking a look at. The Jeep Liberty diesel, the common rail diesel,
Yep.
They can't keep it in stock.
Oh, really?
Average lot time turnaround for Jeep Liberty, 18 days.
That's not bad.
They've already sold out their entire stock and are ordering 5,000 more.
And you see, there's proof that that car or that vehicle in that package, a diesel Jeep Liberty, it can sell. You know,
yeah.
I mean, the fuel economy is there enough, and people are truly wanting fuel economy now.
Oh, they are.
And you know,
diesel's the answer.
Diesel's the answer. I mean,
but you know what's really cool? There's also Daimler's also looking at saying that they're going to bring a diesel alternative to each one of their vehicles. They're looking at doing that. And this is really fucking funny because...
Aren't they, like, really loud and shit?
No, they're not.
No, not anymore. Diesels
not now,
are nowhere
dude.
Near
Hell
as bad
no,
as they used to be.
Common rail diesels, dude? Jesus. Using those piezo injectors? Dude, you can actually modify timing on a diesel.
Piezo. Oh.
Mm-hmm. Check this out.
A wafer thin piece of metal that flexes, thus...
Mm-hmm. Springs the injector open.
Every once in a while I have to kind of...
No, it's fine.
That's fine.
You're
learning.
You know what a piezo... imagine what a piezo speaker is, right?
No.
Oh, okay. Really high-pitched speaker. Very small, very high-pitched when you add voltage to it.
What they do is they stack and they actually expand and contract to create the buzzing sound.
So they
like
may
a speaker.
Have captured at that tower?
They put a whole...
No.
You're so unfair. Check this out. What's going to happen is the Mercedes inline five-cylinder diesel.
Right.
And they're going to put that in the Wrangler, it looks like.
Okay, very cool.
So to make up for the loss of the inline six, what they're going to do is they're going to end up shoving the i5 Mercedes turbo diesel into the Wrangler. So the Wrangler is going to have a diesel alternative. And from what I've read like on a lot of boards right there, a lot of people are saying, dude, this is going to be great. It's about 180 horsepower.
Modest.
296 foot of torque.
Very nice.
God damn.
Very
That's
nice.
That's insane.
Yes, that is. So there you go. That's what's going on. A little bit of auto. Well, we have our own auto news here. Jay?
Yes. Hi.
What did you do this week?
Got regularly ravaged by a local second chance finance dealership.
Because you needed a car.
Absolutely. Had to have a car within 2 weeks, and I had no choice or alternatives. Mm.
So you got a new car.
New to me. Touching on the base there, earlier I mentioned the Cavalier to Akari, that's exactly what I got.
Yes.
The fabulous chariot for the divorced dad with fucked up credit in the worst kind of way.
Do you want to share over the air what credit percentage you're getting?
Oh, yeah. You know what? Fuck it. Why not? A whopping 26%. Interest.
Bring up the chat room. I want to see jaws drop on that one.
Oh, yeah.
26. You are paying 26% credit on your purchase.
Yes.
26% interest for your loan.
Yes.
How long is your loan? How many months?
4 years.
4 years. So you got a 48-month loan.
You're paying $20,000 for a $12,000 car.
Wait, hold on. What's your monthly payment?
Oh, $406.
And it's used?
Yes.
How many miles?
45,000.
Mm-hmm.
I can
what
make
year?
It last.
What year?
It's a 2003. Yeah. Now, come on. Everybody, give it to me. And look, in my own defense, okay, you know, Claude, Trench, you both know that I absolutely had to have a vehicle within 2 weeks.
You know, and if I recall correctly, we told you to call us before you bought anything.
We told you to call us, Claude or myself.
I didn't
or
have
both.
Time.
Can you imagine the three of us going,
I didn't have time to bullshit, okay? The thing is,
bullshit? We would have bullshitted?
We're not bullshitters.
No. I would have sat at a dealership for like 4 or 5 hours a pop, okay? And then, oh, you know what? Fuck it. We can't make a deal, so bye. I don't have time to waste like that.
Dealers won't sit for 4 or 5 hours at a pop.
I've done it a couple of times.
Okay, they don't like to sit for that long. They like to get their shit done right away.
Well,
so
it didn't work out that way.
Trust me.
We could have got you hooked up in a nice fly hoopty.
Really nice hoopty.
Nah, yes.
It's okay.
I even said this right before the show. We could have gotten you. I mean, it would have been La Jolla, which sells rebuilt older, you know, muscle cars,
yes,
and Mopars. We could have gotten you one of those.
But I wanted
better.
Something that would have been reported to my credit agencies and, you know, it's shown.
I got to agree with Virtual One. With 2 weeks to spare, you can pick up a $500 emergency car.
Yeah, but, you
know. Nellis Motors could have hooked you up.
They only market them up a little bit.
No, that's not Nellis. That's Car City.
Oh, that's Car City, yes.
God, we know slogans for keto
We know
car
slogan
dealers.
For keto car dealers.
It's okay. It's okay, guys.
We spend too much time.
It'll be all right. I just
prowling
gotta,
lots
like,
at night.
It's like dumpster diving for used cars, really.
I just have to mind my P's and Q's.
Your
for
P's
the
and
next.
Q's?
P's and Q's my ass, man. You have to stitch up your asshole.
It's too late. It's already done. I'm sorry.
You got 3 days to change your mind and take the vehicle back, according to Nevada statute.
When did you get the car?
Day before yesterday. No, yesterday, as a matter of fact.
Okay, you got till tomorrow to
take tomorrow.
It back.
So you can take it back tomorrow.
They
can
give me my money back.
Yes.
I believe so, yeah, Nevada Lemon Law.
The Nevada lemon law is 3 days, whereas most states are 30 days.
So I don't have a reason. Just
no.
I don't think so. No.
The car isn't to your satisfaction. That's really all you have to say. If they say, "Well, what do you mean?" Say, "I don't know. Just didn't feel right. Didn't drive right. I don't want this car."
I'm walking funny.
Yeah, I'm walking funny. You know, I mean, whatever it takes, you can do it. Just saying, you can get yourself out of this and into something better.
I don't think so.
All right,
fine.
I mean, this
you
is your
play
call.
The game.
This is your call. I mean, obviously, it's your car. But,
oh, no.
But how much money do you have now to go out to your gay bar friends?
Oh, less than 100 for 2 weeks right now. So.
God damn, man. And you were bitching because the other place wanted $3,000 down to get you a $25,000 loan?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, man. You should have fucking waited, man.
I don't have time.
You can always make time.
No.
I told you we could hook you up with some shit, dude.
No.
Fucking Rolando off that other show. What show is that?
Tap Out show, the wrestling show here on LV
Tap
Rocks.
Tap Out here on LV Rocks. You can listen whenever it comes on.
Sunday nights, 6 p.m. Vegas. Sunday nights, 8 p.m. Vegas time.
Rolando can hook you up with some shit right there. Rolando said, man, I can sell you a car for $500 that's got an engine and four wheels.
I'm going to need something that will last more than 6 months.
Motherfucker, you put down a shitload of cash on this fucking car out there right now, man. We could have gotten you, man. You could have fucking built up, and you'd have had cars that you could fucking sell back.
It'll be okay.
Okay. But, you know, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
You said you want this car because you want something for reliability.
Yeah.
Why?
Okay. Hold on.
Because there was only two vehicles
on,
in the fucking
on,
lot
Trench.
That
hold
I could have bought.
Let me ask you something right there. So you wouldn't go out and got yourself something older, maybe like a Mustang 5.0 with like a bad engine, and paid for a fucking engine with a down payment on that? Because I can guarantee you right now, no fucking used car out there that you buy, unless you get some shit that's like been in a fucking rollover, caught on fire, flood vehicle, is going to cost you $400 worth of repairs for 4 fucking years.
Hmm. Yeah, I know.
Silly
you know,
Jim.
I'm just
first
I'm
your
just
wife
saying,
and
you
now
know,
this.
Because and you just said something that you could sell back. I hate to break it to you.
I want to sell shit.
I have a 99 Dodge Stratus that I mean I think aside from my wife driving it and hitting pylons is in immaculate condition.
Mm-hmm.
Claude knows that.
I like that car.
Yeah, I mean Claude knows that when the car is when I have the car, I clean it, I condition the leather, I keep it nice and running. Right now it has a suspension problem. That's my issue to fix, but...
Oh, your wife just said in the chat room, he could have bought the Stratus.
He could have bought the Stratus.
For how much? Nobody matches
well, I don't know, man.
Well,
you
I don't know
fucking
how much
asked.
He's willing to get
exactly.
rid of it. Because we're already talking about getting a new car anyway.
That's, and take it from me, dude. Someone who's like house set for Trencher. I was pissed when I learned he's going to sell it, because every time I house sit for this guy, I drive that thing.
Yeah, he's going to probably... He'll drive that over my Neon.
I love that thing, man. It leather interior right there, bucket seats, power, everything, man.
So I'm
the CD player that only I can fix.
Yeah, really.
Sunroof, man. Full.
But
full
sunroof's sunroof. Broken because
life
of the belts are off.
We can fix that.
We
man.
Can fix that.
Life goes on.
Someone can fix it. Okay, well, I'm just saying, you know, everybody in the chat room was like, holy shit.
We told you,
know?
You. We told you.
I know.
26%, dude.
I know.
I mean, Sears credit cards,
dude,
are 21%.
I've got a 524 credit score.
Do you even? Wow. What did you call it? What did you call it? What did you call it? 526?
I said 526.
Holy shit.
2 points off.
You are only 2 points
yeah.
off.
Not
you get
that,
to go up and spin the big wheel for
not only that, but I have a repossession. I have a repossession within the last 6 months.
So what?
What?
We could have got you to hook up anywhere, dude. Chincher had a fucking car that you could have sold you.
I did?
The Stratus.
Oh, the wife. Okay. I'm like,
yeah.
I have, like, I'm thinking you're talking about the Duster. I'm like,
the
no.
Duster.
I'm happening. The Duster's finally.
Yeah, I'll
after.
Sell you a car. I won't take out a loan.
Look, I'm going to spend the next 24 months trying to rebuild my credit, and then I'll refinance.
You ain't going
to
fucking
not,
rebuild your credit
not,
like
one,
that, man.
You won't be able to rebuild your credit. Two, they will not refinance you. They lied.
No. Not through them.
No, they won't do it. They won't
no
do
one,
it.
No one will do it. 6 months is too much of a credit
no,
risk.
No,
and the problem
say,
is, hold on, wait. Stop.
I did not say 6 months.
Is there a penalty for early payoff on your loan?
No, there's not. I asked that.
So there
is gunshot outside the studio.
Yeah, really? Check our doors when we get back outside during the break. So there's no penalty for early payoff. That's good. At least you got that.
Yeah.
You know, early payoffs. That's a dumb penalty. By the way, if you want to call in, talk to us. So we'll just kind of open the phone lines now. 1-866-LV-ROCKS. That's LVROCKS or local Vegas 383-8120.
Is there an upside to this? That's all.
Well, I will
you
say
have
this.
A car.
Yeah, you have a car, and you know you have a car that you come your. Well, you're not even comfortable in the car.
I.
You said it hurts your ass.
Yeah, it's because I got really fucking long legs, man.
I drove a Cavalier before with Sylvia's old one. You got two or four door?
Huh? Four.
God damn it!
What's
could
wrong
you got a two door?
No, I don't want a two door. I've never owned a.
You are the
vehicle.
Reason that. Oh, see now, I'm a fan of two door cars.
I hate two-door cars.
It pisses me off that they don't make Mianza two-doors anymore.
It pisses me off
me
that
too.
I have to push down my fucking front seat to have some chucklehead get in the back.
I didn't know your kids were chuckleheads.
No, not just my kids.
So, okay, so your kids are chuckleheads. I mean, I'm just saying.
I love those chuckleheads.
Spank Wagon Radio, you're on the air.
Okay, I can't hear you through the phone.
Huh?
We can hear you.
I can't hear what you're saying.
Okay, well, thanks for letting us know. All right, so moving on.
All right.
Who was that?
I don't know.
Sound like your wife.
It did, but, you know, she couldn't hear us through the phone, so that just sounded weird. Anywho, no, I mean, when I got my Neon, it was at, I think, 2.5% because I decided I didn't want to do a down payment. I didn't want to spend that kind of cash up front. I got $1,000 from Claude for the truck, and I used that money and paid off some of my loan. I mean, that's just how it worked out, so... I don't know, and I like two-door cars. You know, two-door cars, they have a little bit more style to them. They have a little bit more, they're a little more workability with the what
lots
you could do.
More style.
You don't get a two-door coupe. You always get four-door coupe. You get a four-door sedan.
Yes,
it's just style, really.
Well,
I'm a big
you know,
fan of two doors.
Here it is. You know, I'll be finally filing bankruptcy next week.
Yeah. Well, so. Can I make a suggestion?
Yeah. Kill myself now.
No. Include it. By all means, Jay, include your car in your bankruptcy.
Which one?
The new one.
No, I can't do that.
Yeah, you can.
Yes, you can.
No, not
hell
with any,
yes,
not,
nigga.
Not with any debts acquired within 90 days.
Then can you wait 90 days?
Can you wait?
No. There's like fucking 90 days left before I can file bankruptcy, before the laws change, guys.
Wait.
You know what? I'm going to say this right now, and I'm going to be a liberal asshole when I say it. That was your president screwing you. Thank you.
Turn his mic back on.
Well, I was just afraid what was going to happen.
No. You're absolutely right. You know, that was definitely it.
So Flying J shows tolerance with high interest.
What?
You're being really tolerant about the whole high interest and not taking it back and letting us help you.
Okay, within the next day, if you guys can, like, fucking turn water into wine and get me something that I'll feel good about, all right, then we'll do deal. We'll have a deal. I'll take the fucker
back.
That
you feel good about? That's a trick question.
That I will feel good about. That I'll feel like, hey, you know what? I'm going
to
be able to have
I could get you the sale of motherfucking Century, and you'd be like, no, I don't feel good about this. If I got you a fucking Pontiac Vibe for $50, man, you'd be like, well, I don't like the Pontiac Vibe, so, hey, you know, fuck
no,
it.
No, 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 no. If you give me a Pontiac Vibe for $50, we got a deal, all right?
You know what?
Fucking homeboy
you,
shopping
if,
network.
If you can get him a Pontiac Vibe for $50, I don't want to see the VIN. No, man.
What VIN?
Exactly. I won't see the VIN. Just saying. So, anywho.
You know what, dude?
No,
man?
No, seriously. Seriously.
You could have had Buffalo Jim's Cadillac downstairs
no,
and
no,
shit.
I will challenge anyone right now. If they could come up with a better deal than what I got, okay.
That shows on credit.
That shows on credit.
Do you
credit.
Have a credit card?
No. No. Credit cards are evil.
No, they're not.
No,
yes,
they're
they
not.
Fucking
irresponsible
are. Irresponsible
users are evil.
Well, hello.
Word to the irresponsible.
No, I did not get a credit card to protect my own self from the raging, ravaging redhead that fucking fucked up my credit in the first place. Okay?
She did
well,
that, not
I,
you.
I'm just saying, you could have gotten a credit card. If you have a credit card, you can fix your... You can fix your...
Yes, by...
as fast as getting a car from Rape Me in the Ass Motors.
I know, but...
You went to Drive Time,
I need...
Huh?
I need yes. I
wait
need
a minute. Wait a... Wait,
wait
a
I say Rape Me in the Ass Motors, you say Drive Time, and you make a connection?
Yeah, because I talked with Rolando.
Yeah.
He said stay away from Drive Time and JD by Ryder. He said they were the worst, too.
What about CarMax?
Don't know. CarMax. Well, we went to CarMax.
We went to CarMax.
They're
it was okay.
Horrible prices, though.
Yeah.
They overcharged everything. They're like, we're easy. No haggle. I'm like,
well,
yeah,
we've learned. I mean, we've talked about this on the show. No haggle with car dealerships means high rates.
Oh,
haggle
yeah.
means that they will put it just above invoice. And then add on something else, and
insurance,
then they can talk that
and shit
else.
Like that.
Yeah.
By the way, did you have to pay for insurance?
Yeah, what's your insurance?
To make you finance like fucking like some sort of limited warranty?
Nah. SR22 insurance.
I mean, what's called? I
well, not SR22.
Just
like
just
bumper
to
bumper
just
shit.
To give off the lot.
So you mean warranty?
Just to get off the lot.
Just to get off the lot. I paid like $148 for the $43 for whatever insurance, and then I'm gonna fucking go with my own.
140. What the hell? Does that like last you like 3 days?
No, that's for like the month. So.
The month?
A month for $441?
I'm not going to stay with this. I just want to fucking get the car off the fucking lot so I can... You know, in fact, I should just fucking put a stop check on that fucking insurance. Because
No, you can't do
no,
that.
No, you can't do that, man.
The minute they see that stop check, they're going to consider you a flight risk, and then they're
yeah.
going to be all
well,
over
that, that's
your
what,
ass.
That's
you
what
know
the
what
guy
do?
Who sold me the car
you know
said
what
to
do.
Do
man? That's told you to do?
Yeah, he
what
says.
A fucking
wait a minute, wait
place.
A minute. Drive Time, okay? Anybody in Las Vegas, Nevada? Anybody who has a Drive Time in their city? They have those cute commercials about the, you know, the guys dealing with you and the.
Ron, we've got a problem with our credit score.
You know
yeah.
those commercials.
What has four legs and won't be driving home that new Explorer?
Yeah, exactly. You know what? In all honesty, dude, you have. I mean, dude, you have totally gotten screwed.
Oh, I know, dude. Guys, come on.
They
I
did you worse than what your ex-wife did you.
No. See, I walked into place knowing I was going to get fucked.
Why
and
did
hard.
You do that?
Because I need a... Guys, look, time is an issue here. Time is of the essence. I don't have time to diddle-daddle around.
You wouldn't be fucking diddle-daddling around if we got you hooked up, man.
Well, what the fuck, man?
We all have phones. You could have called us.
Oh, yeah. If I go down and take a look at anything, I'll call you, man.
All
right.
Look, I was stuck at home all day with my kids because my mom was out fucking doing who knows what.
No, there's no such thing as being stuck at home with your kids.
I was stuck at home with my kids. I did not have a vehicle. Had to wait until she came home. It was like 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Everyone steals shopping carts.
God.
You make me sad.
You know, right now.
Fine, fuck it. I'll take the car back.
Here's what's going on right now.
I'll take the car back.
Claude is going to autotrader.com.
And you're going
to
do what?
He's going
to
search.
Try to find your car.
I've
your
been
car.
Turned down by 6 different lenders, okay?
Where'd you go?
A couple different websites. Household was one of them.
Okay, websites, first off, never go through website lending.
Well, you know what?
They won't touch you unless your credit's beautiful.
Andy, no. These were I specifically looked for a second chance finance.
Yeah, don't ever go for second chance finance.
Well, that's what I went for. And you
oh,
know what?
2003, I believe.
Yeah, no, I'm just being...
Oh, like, you're looking up the Cavalier?
Hales, yeah.
Yeah, like $7,000, guys. Come on. Let's be real here. If that.
If it'll fucking pull up here.
Yeah, give it time. Give it time.
Bill Hurd, Henderson, I'm trying to find... Oh, don't mind me.
Oh, we're minding you, because you're doing a part of the show, but... We're looking right now. Hey, there's some for zero.
Yeah.
How many months? You said it had 45?
45,000.
Yeah.
Okay. What color is it?
White.
White.
Okay, so this would be
that one's at Tobin Dodge. He's going to get screwed anyway, so we know to avoid Tobin Dodge.
Fuck the chopper, man.
So, and right now what we're doing, like I said, Claude is looking online for that.
You're making me feel worse about something I already feel bad about.
And we told you not to go without us.
Here's the thing, Jay, you got to look at me. I have buyer's remorse.
Oh, big
time. Hardcore buyer's remorse. As a matter of fact, my wife can
buy it. What was the sticker price on that thing, by the way?
12.
Gah! Are you fucking kidding me?
12?
Yeah. I knew. Guys, come on.
Okay, we're seeing ones in here for 9, 8, and 7.
The most expensive one is a 2003.
It's 12.
It's 12.
Hey, wait.
For
color, white,
miles.
Air conditioning, power steering, power brakes, bucket seats, cloth seats, anti-theft alarm system, remote, clock, trunk release. You know, that is exactly your vehicle.
That's mine right there, yeah.
But at Bill Hurd.
Yeah, well, no,
so
that's exactly the same vehicle.
That's exactly the same vehicle. Maybe he did pay fair market value.
Fuck Bill Hurd. No. They're always expensive.
No shit. So is Drive Time.
I mean, come on, dude.
Of course
they're going to GMC, okay? 53,000 miles for a 2002 Z24. Okay, that...
Sportier package. It is a two-door, though.
Tuned suspension.
Well, that's a two-door. That doesn't meet his requirements.
Your requirements. Okay, how about this? At Douglas Nissan, dealing Doug there's got one, 2003, same as yours. Same color. Everything's exact same. He wants $8,888. And it has less mileage.
And I can almost guarantee that you could have walked out of there with it for $9. Maybe even on the worst side, $10.
Yeah, that's my car.
I'm just saying. I don't know. I mean, if you don't want to turn in, you don't have to. That's fine.
No,
it's your choice.
No.
Guys, you know what? Take him with you. He is a benefit because, you know, I mean, and I'll say this from my point of view. You know, I knew what I wanted in the Neon. I knew there was an argument. I knew it. So he just sat there and watched me just basically be stony-faced to the salesman and his manager. Telling him, no, this is what I'm getting.
Yeah.
This is what I want.
It's just that, you know what, all these guys pretty much, you know, the ones I spoke with.
You don't think I had shitty credit that I had a fucking repo and all
that
stuff, man?
No, but dude, I mean.
That my credit, like, fucking went.
As fresh as my repo is and my credit score, you're asking a lot of the dealership.
I'm not asking a lot of the dealership. The problem is, dude, they've got you trained.
How?
To think that you can only get that you have to take a shitty deal as punishment. I'm telling you right now.
The car's not that bad. I mean,
it's a bad deal.
Yeah, but that's the only part that I feel raw about right now.
Then you shouldn't have done it. You always got to go with your gut instinct.
So let's go take the car back after the show.
What's let's, man? I'm not going to go with you to take the car back, man.
Why?
Because it's not my responsibility to do so.
I need backup.
You're only doing it because we're being assholes on this side of the bench. Mm. I mean, pure and
if you like the car, dude, I'm seriously happy for you. Did it come with fog lights at least?
I don't believe so.
Fuck.
We can put them in. Get a little mount. You got your...
Why the fuck do I need fog lights, man?
Because it's a fucking desert.
No.
Huh?
Yeah,
okay.
And there's dust storms.
Oh, okay. Here's the thing.
Are you going outside? Can
tomorrow.
You see?
You have tomorrow. Think about it. And if you're really serious, call Claude.
I've been seriously thinking about
you work
since
till what,
I
four
fucking
tomorrow?
Got the thing.
You work till 4 tomorrow.
Yeah. They haven't cashed my check either.
That's because of the 3-day law.
Talk to him. Say, you know, I still have a good feeling about this, okay? Or, you know, find out what you can do, what your rights as a consumer are. Because I'm going to tell you right now, dude, you're not going to be happy. You're going to resent this fucking car for as long as you have it.
And you know what? You know, he's saying it, but I can vouch for it.
Oh, I know.
I can't do with that fucking truck I had.
My Dakota, I did not like my Dakota. I never really, truly liked my Dakota. That Dakota was a gut purchase that was done by my wife and myself. She really wanted it. I really didn't. And I really was an asshole and resented the whole deal. Because I did not like the vehicle. I kept the vehicle. I kept it running, but I never did oil changes except for once every 10,000 miles. I really didn't care if it, you know, I didn't care if it died.
Okay. Tomorrow? What are you doing tomorrow?
What am I doing tomorrow?
Yeah. He's working until 4, I can tell you that.
Yeah.
Shit.
Well, what? You wait, 4 o'clock, all of a sudden you shut down or something?
No, not at all. It's
maybe
just that
It gives you time to think about what you need and what you want.
Well, yeah, okay, look, I got it.
Why don't you call him tomorrow at 4?
$800
Claude?
$800
Well, I'm trying to look up some shit right now. Let's see.
Well, why don't we not look it up real quick? Because what we're doing right now is I'm looking at the clock. We got about another 10 minutes before we go to break.
Oh, yeah, I've already got some music lined up. We're cool.
Good deal. All right, so my thing is, though, Jay, you know... And Claude right now is looking up the Nevada Lemon Law. So, what does Jay have here going for him?
This is the Lemon Law, buyers, report of defect in motor vehicle due to a manufacturer. If a new motor vehicle does not conform to all manufacturers' applicable express warranties, and the buyer reports non-conformity in writing to the manufacturer, for the warranties.
Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
We'll
have to see what we can do to fucking, get, if you want, like, return the vehicle back. Now, if you're happy with the car.
Are you truly happy with the car?
I can live with the car.
No.
Well,
no.
There's a distinction there, okay? You know, look, I'm happy that I have four wheels and a fucking engine right now to get me from point A to point B so I don't have to drive my fucking mom's car from, you know, place to place. So I'm happy in that sense. However, am I happy about what I got to pay for it? Fuck no. Who would be?
I'm telling you right now. You have to remember something right there, okay? Trench and I are some people that have taken some different paths in life, and we've got fucked on cars.
Oh, yes.
You, hell, actually, I think we both have repos.
No, I do not have a repo into my name.
You surrendered one, though.
Well,
Wait,
let me explain what happened with the Shadow. I had a 97 Dodge Shadow.
Two of them.
I have one of them.
You told me you had two.
No, I've never only had one.
Okay.
Okay? The Dodge Shadow that I had was nice. I liked it, but it kept blowing motors because it was a shitty engine in it, the Chrysler 2.2 four-cylinder.
I used to drive a Shadow.
You know, I liked that car. My wife hated that car.
Turbo?
That car? No.
No.
I wish it was.
Yeah, it was
that
fun.
Car
was great.
Blew a motor the same day that I took it in to get the motor fixed. So they fixed it, and it happened again. I was so pissed off at the $600 repair, and I was leaving for Vegas in 2 weeks, that I said, sell the car. I said, I'm going to talk to a salesperson. I'm going to sell the car for $600. And then some to go out and buy myself a nice steak dinner. So I sold the car because I was so pissed because it's the third time I've had it in the shop for a blown motor because of the shitty motor.
Right.
I went ahead. I sold the car for $622. I paid the $605 bill. I took the remaining money, and I went and bought myself dinner, went to work. Okay? That's how it worked out. Now, I had to pay off the remainder of the loan. Never mm-hmm. surrendered the car. So I had a $125 car payment for another full year and a half.
Okay, then. Seth, you got rid of the car then.
I got rid
See,
of the
I
car.
I can tell you
I've
right
never
now.
Surrendered, and I've never had a repo.
I was in an accident with when I worked for Nevada State Bank. I have no qualms about saying about it because I hated that fucking employer for the shit that they did to me. But I worked for Nevada State Bank, and I was driving down the Bonneville, and I came up to 4th Street. Some guy ran a red light. And I fucking T-boned his ass right in the driver's side door. Fucked him and his wife up pretty bad. Oh. I walked away without a fucking scratch, though. Thank you, Chrysler. I was driving a Dodge Ram van. But I can tell you right now, dude. I was in the accident, and I was like, oh, my God, I could have been killed, blah, blah, blah. Because I was in a big fucking truck. Okay?
Yeah, yeah.
And that guy was in a fucking Oldsmobile Delta 88 or some shit like that.
Big old car or a little version?
Yeah, big car.
No, dude. It was like from the 80s, dude. So it was like a little fucking...
Four-door.
Yeah, plastic shit. So what happened was I was like, oh, my God, I got to get rid of this. Well, what happened was I had an impulse buy. I traded in a good car. I had my Hyundai. I love my Hyundai.
Mm-hmm.
Bought it brand new. Traded that in and got a used... 96 Ford F-150 XLT. Because
yeah.
I wanted something safe and all this other shit. Regretted it.
You know, it's not the car that makes you safe. It's the driving.
But as someone who had just been in an accident, I should never have been allowed to go out and make that kind of impulse
purchase.
That is
true. That is very true.
And after that, I realized I was fucking stupid. And I literally said, fuck it. I called up my insurance company and said, just pick the thing up. Not my insurance, my loan company. Said, pick it up. They're like, well, you know, I'm saying, no, repo the fucking car. I don't like it. And, yeah, it had some problems. It was a flood recovery in my defense, although the fact is still I have no defense at all because I agreed to complete that loan, and I never did. But the point here is, dude, I fucking hated that fucking vehicle utterly and completely. I didn't even drive it that much. It was an impulse buy I shouldn't have done. Now, I'm going to tell you something right now. If you're going to keep the car, that's fine, dude. But remember, okay, don't fucking pout anything about it. Like, oh, the fucking car, because it's not the car's fault.
No.
And that's something I
haven't. The car has feelings or something.
Well, that's another discussion for another show.
No.
I kind of do.
No.
I believe in car karma and what cars
are feelings.
Wait,
you think your car has a soul?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
man.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, man.
I have proof that it has happened, and it does happen. I believe that cars have soul.
There's some weird shit. I don't know if it's just like some psychic energy or if there's an actual scientific explanation or not. There's some shit about cars, man.
Cars have soul.
Cars are fucking scare me.
No,
man.
I mean, I'm not trying to say like there's a living being ghost inside.
The
say,
speed
no.
freaks, man, don't even talk about fucking cars having souls.
When you have a car that you're like, hey, I like my car and it runs great, and you're like, oh, fuck this, and the car breaks down on you suddenly, and it won't start up till you say something nice about it again, maybe it's coincidence.
Maybe it's coincidence.
It is.
How about this? How about this? I had a problem with my Cordoba, a 78 Cordoba.
God damn, hold on. Are you guys putting together the Time Life book or something?
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Read the book.
Okay, go ahead.
In my 78 Cordoba, I used to be able to fill up a gas tank. Every time I filled up a tank of gas, it would break down. Every single time. If I only did half a tank, it was fine. Three-quarter of a tank, it's fine. Full tank, breakdown. Guaranteed. Little things like that. You know, cars have attitudes. Cars have soul. I'm just
There's
saying.
Something about them, man. Maybe we misinterpret it, you know, because
wow.
I can't explain it. But
okay, you're married, man, but you need a girlfriend, man. You're spending way too much time on
your
vehicle.
So I guess you need a mistress.
I guess, hey, honey, my wife listens, so I guess I better let her know right now. I guess I got to get something on the side just to keep me from being insane about a car.
Something.
My Neon has character. Doesn't a car have character to you?
I guess.
When
you're like my father, aren't you? A vehicle's straight transportation.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? Hey, I will save money on the gas in that fucking Cavalier.
Anybody who knows me, anyone who's listening,
I'll take the Pepsi Challenge on your mileage with my fucking four-cylinder Dakota.
And I'll take the Pepsi Challenge.
I got four cylinders, which is...
I got four cylinders of furious frustration out there, man. They'll whoop your Chevy ass.
Here's the thing.
Ecotec 2.2 may be geared, right?
You know
what? You've seen under the hood.
I know exactly what's under your hood, yes. But you're no match for my fucking Magnum in four-cylinder engine.
Look,
2.5.
Here's what I'm going to say right now. And I think Virtual One knows this. Virtual One can attest to this. I was my car. I love my Shadow. As a matter of fact, he was with me when I sold the car back to the dealership for $600. And we cleared out three trash bags worth of stuff. Not garbage. CB radios, stereo equipment, stuff that I kept in that car all the time. I loved that car. It had character. My Cordoba had character. The Spankwagon, the piece of shit Spankwagon, had character. Ikari, the Neon he drove for the rental cross, had character. He even says it was a dirty, dirty girl. He liked that car, though. Cars have character. That's what they're saying.
I can't take it back now. I've named the vehicle.
Wait. Time out.
You named the vehicle?
But yet it's just transportation?
No, well, I named her Russell.
You named her Russell.
Yes.
Can I ask why?
What?
Why?
I don't know. I was thinking of that lap dance is always better when a stripper's crying. And, you know, I think...
All right, hey,
I
folks.
I think his name was Russell.
Folks. All right, folks.
Guess what, dude? You lap danced at the dealer and you wept.
I did.
Pretty much. Here's what we're going to do. Right now we're coming up at the 10-minute mark, 10 minutes to the top of the hour. We're going to go ahead and take a break. You are listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio. And I just got to say one thing as well. When I came in here tonight, Jay asked me if I noticed anything different on the parking lot, and I told him honestly that I didn't. I thought his Cavalier was another one parked in the fucking heap of junkyard
cars
out there.
You know, I'm going to have to bring my duster in when we get back after the summer break, which we'll get to here a little bit later in the show. You will see cars with character. That car has weird characteristics about it.
All right,
folks.
Here's a new song that I picked up. Trencher's never even heard of right here, apparently, but I really dig this. This is going to be the first of our music break here. This is American Music by The Violent Femmes.
And we'll be back in a little bit. You're listening to
Spankwagon Radio.
Vegas Hosting is your one-stop shop for all of your hosting needs. With up-to-date, state-of-the-art equipment and in excess of 20 carriers servicing the co-location facility, your website is always up. Vegas Hosting offers packages as low as $5.99 a month with no contracts to sign. Visit Vegas Hosting on the web at vegas-hosting.com or call toll-free to discuss your needs at 1-877-286-1052. That's 1-877-286-1052. Vegas Hosting. Hosting with us is not a gamble.
You're listening to Spakewagon Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're, like little clip said, the bump said, you're listening to Spank Wagon Radio. We're coming into our second hour of Claude, Flying J, and myself, Trencher.
I want to remind everybody to get their asses into the chat room here, because coming up soon will be Mad Props, where we, you know, kind of give you guys your kudos for hanging out with us. Remember, irc.slashnet.org, /LVROCKS is the chat room.
That's right.
Spankwagon.net, the site. Of course, 1-866-LV-ROCKS for the toll-free number. The local Vegas number is 383-8120. Phones are open pretty much for everybody if you guys want to call in on anything. Even to let us know that you can't hear us, which was really still weird.
You're on the air. I can't hear you.
Yeah, I don't know what it was all about. Anywho, wanted to let everybody know, like, I guess you could call this a programming note. The next three shows for the next 3 weeks are not going to be new shows. They are going to be repeats of old shows for the next three Fridays. We're coming up on the summer break where we, Claude, myself, and Now Flying J are going to take our kind of our 1 month off or one-ish month off for the next 3 weeks. So I'm going to be heading to Iowa, hanging out with all my friends there. Claude is going to be hanging out here and chilling out. And Jay is going to be drawing, from what I understand.
You can't. They're not repeats. They're not repeats.
I'll be at the bar.
No, they're going to be from the good old...
No, they're not repeats. They're not reruns, man. It's a special presentation, man.
Let's just put it to you this way. You're going to listen to some classic shows from the old studio, the kitchen studio. Also...
You're like, oh, this is not a repeat of Spankwagon. This is a special. A classic episode,
and it's going to have featured new commentary from Claude and myself. So we're going to actually kind of listen to ourselves and try not to cringe too much.
I was just thinking about that time I was reminiscing about the other time I was reminiscing.
These are going to be the next three shows after today, and we'll be back. Mark your calendars. I'll put it on the website. Hell, I'll even make an iCal subscription calendar for you guys to let you guys know that we will be back on the 22nd of July. That is when we're going to be back live, full live here in the LV Rock Studios in downtown Ghettoville, Las Vegas. Anyhow, moving on. Do you got any like music for news?
Any music for news?
By the way, I want to say this: King Hesh, the guy who does the show after us,
yes,
stole our sounds, man. They
really
have all those old sounds that we have for game shows. I listened to it last week. I'm like, wah 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 wah.
Stole my shit.
He stole your shit.
You mean the losing theme on Price is Right?
Yeah.
Brr, 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 brr. Let's see. Hold on.
Do you even have it?
Yeah, I do.
We're going to play it.
I have that.
Anyhow, moving on, giving a little bit of news here from Reuters. Music consumers are using more legal downloads. Around 35% of music consumers are now downloading tracks legally via the Internet, a percentage that now will soon pass the 40% who download pirate music. This is according... Yeah, that music. That is.
That angers me. Someone stole my shit.
According to a new survey released Monday by Entertainment Media Research, the online research company used data collected from 4,000 music consumers to compile the 2006 Digital Music Survey in association with Media Law... With Media Law Firm Oslowang. Oslowang.
What? Oslowang?
O-L-S-W-A-N-G.
Hold on. I gotta see if I can pronounce it here. Olswang.
Wang.
Oh, let me give it a try.
God damn.
Yeah, Olswang.
Olswang?
Yeah.
Olswang.
Fear of prosecution, internet viruses, and inferior quality are cited as the main deterrents against illegal downloading, the report said. Nearly two-thirds of music consumers said immediately availability was the key reason for buying tracks online. The findings indicate that the music industry is approaching a strategic milestone, with the population of legal downloaders close to exceeding that of the pirates. Let me ask you guys a question on this. I don't download illegal... Well, no, I lie. I do download a lot of stuff still from LimeWire, and I don't buy anything from Apple Store. What about you, Claude?
I buy a fair amount of stuff from Apple Store and a lot of other stuff off of LimeWire.
So here's the thing.
I balance it out this way. If it's something I kind of like, I dig on, or if I feel I'll have a need for it on the show, I'll scavenge LimeWire and Nutella Network to get a good, clear copy of it. Something I really... Really dig on.
Like a certain song you dig on, but you don't want to go out and spend the money on it.
If it's a song that I really enjoy, that I know I'm going to keep, I'll buy it.
Okay. All right.
I'm a thief and I know it, so why not show it? Really is a man.
Really is a man.
That's right, brother.
Here's the thing, though. You know, you download all legal now.
Huh?
You download all illegal music?
Every once in a while I'll get like the Slurpee, you know, and I'll download one.
See, I don't even have an account with iTunes, so I don't even have like an iTunes card to go and get it. I personally don't like digital rights management, and that's what's stopping me from actually downloading music and stuff like that online. Because when you download from iTunes, you get, you know, whatever in codec or whatever, that Apple format.
AAC or something like
AAC.
That?
Yeah, AAC. And you can't share it. And that, to me, is very disturbing. Because, in all honesty, if I paid for
you
something...
You can share it. It's called burn it to an audio disc and then rip it.
Okay, so I have to do two levels of work, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's not right. In my opinion, that is not right at all. What should happen...
Well, your truth is marching on.
I know. In fair use, just thinking of fair use, there should be a format, and it should be a universal format. I don't know. I guess it's a trust thing, you know, but I just don't believe in digital rights management. I just don't believe that. If I have to buy something through Napster...
Oh, wait, wrong song. My bad.
I was like, what the hell is this? Furniture store.
Here, we'll get you a good holier-than-thou.
Oh,
right?
I'm not going on that kind of a kick. I'm really trying to avoid going on that kind
of
a kick.
Oh, you're not?
Actually, yes. Here's the thing. If I have to... Okay, and Tyke's even saying, burn the tracks of CD, then rip the CD. Big fucking deal. You know, that's not the point. The point is, I paid $1 online for a product, and I can't use the product as I see fit.
But there are some times...
That's right.
There's some songs I believe that I feel I should support, and other songs like this that I wouldn't pay for.
Yeah.
Okay, there's certain things like this that I feel I should support.
And what should you support?
Or something like that I should say I should not support.
Okay, what should you support?
Talented artists? Something like this.
Oh, Jesus. Hold back, I'm not surprised.
Rock and roll McDonald's! Jesus, man, you're the worst backup singer ever.
I love it.
Kind of fits, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Rock and roll McDonald's! Rock and roll McDonald's! Rock and roll McDonald's! Rock and roll McDonald's!
They'll put pounds on you. Quarter pounders with cheese.
Oh, whatever.
Delay.
Nice.
Yes,
the late, great Wesley Willis.
The late great.
Here's the thing. Virtual One says it must be doing its job. You may not like the job, but it's doing it, and it's not really being more intrusive than needed. I could
still
see the point.
Jay Leno just came in the studio.
I could see the point that, yeah, it's doing its job. It is avoiding people from sharing. But damn it, what about sharing just between myself and my other computers? That's what I'm talking about. Spank Wiggin Radio.
Hello, Trench.
Yo.
I'd like to play devil's advocate on your iTunes DRM discussion.
It's not just iTunes. Digital rights management altogether is flawed.
The more you can speak up, the better. I can barely hear you.
We are speaking up as loud as we can. Hold on. Let me try this. Let me also try this. How's that?
A little better. So you don't think that the Apple DRM is an acceptable thing, or you just don't like it?
I just don't like digital rights management altogether. Apple, Napster's version, well, Napster's version is a little more corrupted because of how they license the music, but digital rights management altogether just kind of, they worry me. They take things that could be put in the public domain out, and I don't like the fact that they're not giving a chance to sharing. There can be a lot of benefits to file sharing to music sharing. And, of course,
well,
this is...
You had mentioned that you didn't like the idea that you couldn't download it and then, like, share it with other people. Isn't that exactly what the DRM is doing? Isn't that its job?
Owned. You are so owned, Trent.
Yeah, I am owned in that. I am, because I like to share things with people. There's music that I get that I'd like to give to Claude. And as a matter of fact, this happened to Claude me. I gave him Pepsi caps when Pepsi was doing their iTunes promotion.
Mm-hmm.
I said, Claude, could you download these songs for me? And he goes, sure.
Sure.
He downloads them.
The Darkness is one of them.
Yes, Darkness was one of them. He tried to send it to me, and I didn't have an authorized computer.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a pain in the ass. Yes, you have to go through the extra two steps to be able to get it on my computer without authorization, but damn it, that isn't the point. That doesn't help. DRM holds down not really these big megastars. it can hold down the new artists, the people who don't have a lot of money, who don't want to lose a lot of money to record labels. Or let's even take it to authors, people who don't have enough money to really do marketing for their book. Let's put it to TV shows. Let's say that there's some really cool fan site that's putting out really cool Star Wars fan shit. You know, I'm just saying. With digital rights management, you don't get that chance to spread it grassroots style. You don't get the chance to spread it to other people who may not have heard it without a penalty of some sort.
So whether basically...
Whether it's a physical penalty of having to download it, rip it, re-rip it, encode it, bullshit, or a penalty that you're going to get your pants sued off.
So basically, you just want to have it where iTunes could have music that's on there free from DRM restrictions.
Yeah.
At the artist's discretion.
Yeah.
That's all you're saying.
I think that would be acceptable. At an artist's discretion, yeah, you know what? That could be a great compromise, and I'd be happy with that. Gert?
It kind of sounds like you're against all DRM, regardless of whether it is something that is not intrusive to your use of the media or anything like that. It sounds like you don't like the idea at all, regardless of how it's applied.
I got to agree with him on that.
You know, and that is true. I do not like DRM at all because I feel that it's a slippery slope argument. Once you start applying DRM or digital rights management to simple things such as music, it can expand. We don't know where our media is going in the next 20 years.
Just like your politics. So.
Exactly. We don't know where media is going. We don't know what books are going to be in, let's say, 50 years. We don't know what TV is going to be in 50 years. And I think digital rights management is going to be a form of censorship. It's going to be a form of just holding things down and not equaling out to fair play in the long run. Right now, we're seeing little shit. You know, I can live with ripping and encoding and all that, yes, but I think down the road, we're going to see a lot of abuse of digital rights management. So let's take, for example, the fact that in all electronic media, they have been attempting to put in a chip. This chip is a digital rights management chip that keeps you from doing whatever you want with the media. This would go to everything. Radio alarm clocks, you would not be able to record something off of. Something that benign. You know, not being able to record a music station. Because, you know, some people still do that where they actually have the Radio Shark by Giffen. That's DRM. You know, that's what DRM can turn into.
Well, I got to argue stuff like that, too, because, I mean, it's like, you know...
I think I scared Vert away. See that, he really can't hear us.
Are you there?
We need a new switch.
Yep, I'm just...
Oh, okay.
Trying to hear you.
Yeah, I mean, I understand where you're going right there. You're saying it's a slippery slope. Kind of the same reason that marijuana remains illegal, because it's a gateway drug. Not because necessarily it's harmful, because, you know, it's been proven tobacco is more harmful.
Marijuana isn't legal because you can grow marijuana everywhere, which means that they can't fucking tax it.
Yeah, unlike tobacco, yeah. Which is grown in a specific
area, and they can tax the fuck out of it. So government has more control over.
So you're telling me that if chocolate could grow up here and not just in the central belt line near the equator, chocolate would be illegal.
Okay, well, just thought I would like to.
Well, thank you. We appreciate
check in with
that.
You on that right. Topic. Then thanks.
Thank you.
That was Virtual One.
Virtual One.
He was playing Devil's Advocate.
I don't think chocolate's a narcotic, though.
You know, I think we're really straying off here, folks. My point is, though, is it's not the legalities like weed or any drugs or anything like that.
Legalities.
It's just a simple fact that, you know, do you honestly believe that down the road we're going to feel like we own what's on our computer?
Well, let me break it down for you like this even further. A law, the written law of our land is not a true definition of what's right and wrong. It's simply
That's
an expression
true.
of popular opinion. And sometimes... private opinion if it's been, you know, the compromise to get a certain law passed, such as the shit with the national ID card. I think what you're saying right there, and I can agree with, is even though it may be clarified in the law, I don't think that makes it right, and I think there's a bigger responsibility we have, and that is to prevent any kind of cultural stagnation and make sure we can develop by keeping this type of music and thoughts free, because after all, a lot of it does, you know, provoke your thought.
And that's the point. And if you have digital rights management, you cannot share that. You're actually doing a form of censorship by not being able to share thought. I mean, that's my opinion. Really, it is only my opinion. That's how I feel.
Wow, I'm sorry. I was reading the chat room. Taki says his mom's Hyundai randomly starts up whenever it rains.
Jesus.
Whoa.
God damn.
That's character.
That's more than character. Way more than character.
We're going for a ride!
All right, let's move on. Obviously, I've lost everybody's attention.
Hey, man, I thought it was great. I agree. Keep the faith, brother.
Here we go. Something for all you furry and, man, and manga and whatnot fans. In Japan, an ultra-lifelike robot has debuted. The Repli Q1 appeared yesterday at the 2005 World Expo in Japan, where she gestured, blinked, spoke, and even appeared to breathe. Shown with co-creator Hiroshi Inuguru of Osaka University, the android is partially covered in skin-like silicone. Q1 is powered by a nearby air compressor and has 31 points of articulation in its upper body. Internal sensors allow the android to react naturally. It can block an attempted slap, for example. But it's a little unconscious movements that give the robot a very eerie attitude or character. The slight flutter of the eyelids, the subtle raising and falling of the chest, the constant, nearly imperceivable shifting that's oh so familiar to us. You know, how we kind of just nestle in or shift around or get comfortable. This machine is replicating that. But given Q1's reported glitch-related spasms at the expo, in other words, it would kind of go nuts like a bad Disney ride, that may be a while before the androids are escorting tour groups or looking after children. Which may be just as well. When the robot looks too much like the real thing, it's kind of creepy. So,
spooky.
As a matter of fact, take a look at that picture, Jay. Which one's the robot? Take a look at the picture. He's looking at a photo.
My keen detection skills here. It would be... What?
Which one's the robot?
What? In each picture? Each side? Or?
Yeah.
And just... Well, both pictures are the same.
Yeah, let's get some
people.
Good Asian music.
What's which one's the robot?
That would be the robot right here.
It took you that long?
No. I just want to... I thought you were talking about between these two. They did a little switcheroo. Okay,
no.
Yeah. That's definitely the person.
Okay.
But damn, that's pretty damn
that's
good.
That's very damn close.
Oh, wow. Wow, is it anatomically correct?
Not that
probably
one.
Not.
That's just an upper torso.
Zap.
Hat. Come here. Yes. Let's see.
Hey, maybe you can like make one look like my ex-wife, and I could just beat the shit out of her every...
Let it go, dude.
I'm sorry.
If I had one that looked like your ex-wife, I'd ravage it.
What kind of way?
I'd rape it.
Oh, wow. I didn't know you were into her like that.
not, I don't want to keep her around.
Ah.
This is Asian music?
Yeah, it gets there. Blame fucking Akari.
Okay.
Right now, he's probably like humming to himself.
Okay.
Can you imagine that, though? You know, the iRobot, the robot scenario?
Uh-huh.
People really are bent on making... Sorry, I had to mute that down. People are really bent on making robots and articulated people. What's the purpose?
Because they can.
Think about this, though. Look,
that's it.
Because we were trying to emulate God in our own little special way by creating something.
What's that going to do? I mean,
human-like.
Let's look at it realistically. Not quite a sci-fi movie way. You have something that can replicate a human, act like a human. Sure, it may be all programming. So we're
let's say
we don't have to worry about it taking over the machine, so to speak. You know,
this one does have an upper and bottom half. I'll be damned.
What's the purpose? Why do we need more or less people to do something? What are people going to do if robots are doing it?
Well, basically, the only reason a lot of these robots and shit like that seem to be more lifelike is because of different rules in society and the way we conduct ourselves. We ourselves become more inventory than we do citizens. Therefore, are robots becoming more human-like or are humans becoming more robot-like?
I think
that's the question.
We're becoming less and less human because look at how work has changed. We all work in more office jobs, less production jobs.
Yeah.
We're becoming a society that service is more important than product. And product is going overseas. Just saying.
Oh, so
oh,
the people
I'm
overseas
sorry.
Are more human than we are right now. That's
well, they are at 33 cents an hour.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hold on. I'm getting a bitching from, who was this?
Are we doing a topic change?
No. Talkie's complaining. This is from a cartoon, not real. So here's some real people singing. There. Are you fucking happy?
Nice. Why don't we get the chat room ready to go for, a bit.
I've got one.
Charlie Brunner!
Sorry.
He does look like Charlie Brown, too, man.
He did.
He even had the right shirt.
Yeah.
Gee,
now let's do the peanuts dance to this.
There we go. Hey, you want something more anime related? Here we go.
I'm afraid.
I got some pillows.
Here we go.
Fully coolie.
Click it first.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, Kenny G?
No, it's not Kenny G.
Shit.
Animated anime version of a Kenny G concert. That'll sell for shit.
Yikes.
That'd sell less than the Olsen twins. Wow.
Enough said on that.
Why are you so anti-Japanese? What's
I'm not
wrong
anti-Japanese.
With
I'm anti that song.
Why are you so against other cultures?
How about some sukiyaki?
Do you have anything that's better than that? I would. Japanese, if you say I'm anti-Japanese, you didn't obviously see me snapping to 5678s.
Let's see. I think I got something here.
Damn, this sounds like some of my mom's Thai music and shit. Kunhoi,
kanwa. I feel like doing mad props to this, man.
Ikoyamoto.
Let's just do mad props to this.
No, I'm not doing mad props. Just here.
We're gonna mad the props!
Mad the props. We're going to play this game. Fine. We're gonna
mad props.
I guess what you consider Japanese, here's what I'll consider. Because it came from Japan, right?
Oh.
So
is,
therefore it's
this
from...
This fucking, that fucking show with
Cowboy
the fucking,
Bebop.
Yes, thank you. The guy with the hair and the chick with the boobs.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, let's see if I can one-up you on that then.
Oh, okay, battle of wills here.
Oh, no, I don't have... I'm nowhere near armed.
I got fucking the pillows here, man. That, they're the hardest fucking Japanese band ever. Right on Shooting Star.
All right. Let's see what this is. Wait. There, it's a video game from Japan.
Congratulations, you're playing Requiem for the Gods from Castlevania Symphony of the Night.
Woohoo! I win. He said, "Congratulations." Okay, we're done.
No.
This is actually getting interesting. So.
Fine. You know what? Here, how about I get you something really overly fucking played out?
No. Way overly played out.
I know.
Hey, it's on, like, some commercials.
It's on every commercial.
Yeah, I think I've heard this somewhere.
Okay. You want to know what? No, not played out enough. Here we go. You want played out?
Yeah, I want to hear played out. Give me played out!
Here's played out.
Oh, do it to me, Daddy.
What happened? Someone set up Azkaban.
Wow, you know, I'll have to concede this time.
What?
You won.
Thank you.
King of the Japanese.
King of the played out Japanese.
Played out Japanese.
All your base are belong to us.
All
you are on the way to destruction.
All belong to us.
You have no chance.
Oh, he's trying though. The wheels are still rolling.
Nah, he's prepping.
Okay. I think I might have something to match this.
Oh, really? No, hold on.
Wait, we got to at least let it get the good part.
Right. Yeah, we have to.
Okay, what did you say?
I really like enjoying that.
What the hell is this?
I think it's a different version.
Yeah.
You're using the dollar store trash bags to compare to my hefty sack.
They work. I have a cover of All Your Base Belong to Us.
Now that is fucking obscure. Now he's looking. Holy shit, man. It's like two Jedi Master going at it.
It's like Battle of the Bands, MP3 yeah. style.
I don't have anything. This sucks.
I think I like this one. I don't know. I was kind of grooving to the other one, though, man. It had the house beat going. I was like, oh. Yeah. I'm just caught in the crossfire.
Well, it's cool, but since you already conceded, I
yeah,
win anyway.
Yeah, technically, he is correct. You did concede.
I did because I only have a cover right there.
You had
and
a
that
PS,
was
though.
And that was and that one, as obscure as it is not played out. So yeah, he did technically win.
He
did. I win.
So. But it was not a flawless victory.
Winner.
I won't say it was flawless. I won't agree it was flawless. All right.
Big
what we're going to do? It's time for
Asian Pride.
I want to do Mad Props. Get my Mad Props music up.
As the only Asian guy here, I'm just looking at you two Caucasian fucks, man, and going, huh.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for us at Spank Wagon Radio to acknowledge you, our faithful listeners.
It is time now, once again, for you all to celebrate and rejoice with the blessings that we have called Mad Props. No, sorry.
Damn. All right, first up, let's say hello to Erden Laptop.
Mad Props.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ikari.
Mad Props.
Gilroy.
Mad Props.
I said it.
Oh, did you?
Yeah,
I did.
Wait.
Mad Props.
No, it has to be more fine. Be Barry White.
Huh?
Be like Barry White.
I can't.
Yeah, you can.
No, I can't.
Mad Props.
Mad Props.
It's not Barry White. It's people need some Alka-Seltzer.
Yeah, right?
Mad Props.
And finally.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The Devil's Advocate. The Devil's Advocate himself, Virtual One.
Mad Props.
And your wife left right before she could get hers.
Sucks to be her right now.
Why? She gets to sleep with you.
Like I said.
Well, you're Jay's fantasy.
Yes, you are.
Great. He's going to take me in the back seat of his Cavalier. I feel so honored.
Maybe
I got to put the back seats down, though, and push you in the trunk.
See, it's not quite the most uncomfortable place.
Not yet.
Not yet, at least.
Not yet.
Wait until I'm in you.
You'll be screaming for more, son.
I'll be screaming for something.
Help!
Help means God to me. You must be saying, oh, God, yes.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Gosh, nights I kept myself awake thinking about that fantasy.
Congratulations, you have hit this week's show's most common denominator.
Ah. Shit, this is even before I got to the porn news story.
Well, it's a good lead-in.
I wish I was queer so I can get...
Federal prosecutors agreed Thursday to temporarily protect members of an adult industry trade group from strict new enforcement regulations. Have you guys heard about this thing yet?
No.
They have passed a federal law known as 18 U.S.C. 2257, which basically states that anybody who has porn on a website, photographs, scenes, videos, they now have to carry several bits of documentation on each performer.
Oh, like what?
Photo identification, legal identification, things of that manner.
Everyone's always had to do that, though.
Now it's federal law.
Well, yeah, but I mean...
This also means that sites that are like TPGs, thumbnail galleries,
yeah,
they now have to keep the information as well.
Ooh. Really? Ooh,
so everybody,
good.
Which means not just the people who put it out, but the people who actually...
Totally killed Marvin Gaye's groove.
Yeah, sorry, I didn't mean to kill Marvin Gaye's groove. The whole thing is they now have to put it not only on the websites that bring it out, like, you know, you Bang Bros or anything like that, but now also...
He named one.
Yes, of course I can name him.
Captain Stabbing.
Captain Stabbing. No, I just subscribed to Pornstar's Classics, so, you know.
Jesus Christ.
Natural bush, dude,
yes,
all the way.
Thank you.
Where the women have happy trails up to their chest like the men.
Oh, man, fucking 80s porn rocks, dude.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Shit, man. I like some Nina Hartley any day, man. Some fucking Aja. What else? Who else?
Brittany Stryker.
Chrissy Canyon.
Yeah.
Vanessa Del Rio.
Give me the death on a Chrissy Canyon. You know, that's, some people are hot and cold on Miss Canyon, but you know, I like the saggy boobs. All right, anyways. Jeanette Little Dove.
Holy crap.
Hypatia Lee. Oh, Heather Hunter, like a motherfucker.
I don't like Heather Hunter.
Oh, God.
Her teeth scare the shit out of me.
Nah, man, but God, she's like hardcore.
Teeth.
Oh, teeth. I thought you said her teeth. Like,
yeah, she does have like that fucking Mr. Ed thing going on.
Yeah,
there.
She does. She's like, ah! It's like she does that, dude.
Yeah, but when she's
and
like,
and her
going
lips retract
down,
so much, dude, I can factually see her fucking nose.
But when she goes down on a guy, right? I mean, you know,
Well, yeah, it's closed mouth there, dude.
Grape.
Yeah. I mean, I don't
grape.
Think. You know what? Come to think of it, yeah, I've never seen a blowjob team with seen with teeth like popping out, but I don't think I'd want to.
Gosh, who else? When so
this new law, though, however, I will say okay. this to kind of take away a little bit from the porn. It has caused places like Rotten.com to shut down.
Oh, are you serious?
Because places like Rotten.com can consider it offensive and therefore are subject to this law.
Oh, that fucking sucks.
No. So now places like Rotten.com would show autopsy photos, severed heads for all they care.
Yeah, I haven't been there in years.
You know, they can actually now get in deep trouble for showing photos without proper identifications and permissions.
I've actually seen...
The people they've...
I've seen some scary stuff right there. That's fucked, too.
Well, check it out. See if it's up.
Yeah, go to Rotten.com.
See if it's been slashed at it or whatever the fuck you guys call it.
That would just shut down. I'm going to shut down voluntarily. So we're going to Rotten.com right now.
It's there.
Hey, okay. Well, I guess they brought it back up.
Yeah, it appears to be fine.
God damn it, man. Get that shit
get that
off,
thing
man.
Off that fuck, screen now.
God. All we need is blood. Da, 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 da.
No more. No more. Take that. No.
You just ate tacos, man.
Dude, look, a guy with no legs bowling.
Oh, that's kind of nice. I know.
From the 70s, even.
Look at that, man. I didn't know people could bowl with no legs.
Man, I didn't know it was rotten worthy.
Just get off rotten. Oh. Stop. Damn it.
Oh, what's that? What's happening here?
I saw that.
Whoa.
We've lost it, folks.
Oh, yes! That is great! That's fucking awesome!
Fucking idiot pedestrian.
Someone ran a red light and hit the pedestrian.
Dude, that could be like on any corner in Las Vegas. Oh, see that? That's great. I love these. Give them what they deserve.
Yeah, they don't have uncensored pictures of Abu Ghraib, though.
No one does.
Abu
except
Ghraib?
The people who took them.
Or Abu Ghraib or Grave. Ooh, what is that?
Some
like
dude got his head blown off. With a shotgun.
Guys, can we get back to the show?
Oh, yeah, the show. Anyhow.
Yeah, what show? Oh, yeah.
Spank Wagon.
Oh, my God.
Damn, man. I got like two more haiku to write here, man.
I don't want to see that. I mean, that's just not... I can't handle stuff like that. Never could, never will.
Can make this a new segment. What do you think?
What, a video to gross out me? This won't work on here. It's radio. That's a very visual medium.
All right, well, you got a good point.
Damn. So do you guys got any news or anything you want to go over this week?
I have some very interesting news.
Batman Begins.
Yeah, Jay, you went to
ahead.
Batman Begins.
Yeah, tell us about Batman Begins while I bring up my story.
Let's switch gears while
I went puking. I went to watch Batman Begins with Tit, of all things, and... I gotta say, I went in there with very low expectations for this film. Haven't been burnt by the last Schumacher fucking...
This wasn't Schumacher.
Schumacher. Hey, we got the guy from American Psycho.
I know. But still, I had reservations, okay? Because, A, I didn't really... Why did he have to put the Batman Kevlar suit on? I was really hoping for a Batman Year One where he was kind of more natural Bat. You know, but I guess they just couldn't really think of it as a cool way.
You like the Uncle
they got,
Batman.
Okay, here's the thing. They got,
Adam
they
West.
Got, they got, no. They got lucky with Spider-Man being able to get away with that.
Yeah.
But Batman, I think, has more of an imposing look.
Yeah.
And spandex on Batman would not work.
Yeah. However, okay.
Granted, foam rubber on Batman really doesn't work well either.
I sat down and I watched this film, and I gotta tell you, I will say this without hesitation, it is the finest Batman movie ever made. Above Burton. By a thousand fucking miles.
So you think that this Batman movie is better than any of the Tim Burton films?
Yes. I will take the Pepsi fucking challenge any fucking day. And I'm telling you, goddamn, Seal. Okay, anyhow, they handled this film in the most mature way. They explain shit. And just the best, like how he got his shit. Okay.
Lucius Fox.
Yeah, but Lucius Fox was a very big character. And you know what? Small roles... Morgan Freeman played in what's his face? Alfred.
Michael Caine.
Michael Caine. Thank you. They were brilliant in these roles. And you know what? I loved the relationship between Alfred and Bruce, you know, it was just, you know, Alfred used to be kind of like, in the other films, he's kind of like this background guy, you know, no, in this movie, he played a major, albeit small, a major role, and you know what, as a fanboy, you know, it took me a while to stand up after the film because I had a fucking raging boner. Okay, okay. This fucking movie is I'm gonna go out on a limb here. I'm gonna say it's the finest superhero movie ever made.
Really?
Okay. Better than X-Men?
Better than X-Men?
X2?
Spider-Man? X2?
Superman?
Spider-Man 2. And it kills me.
78 Superman.
Because I'm a Marvel guy.
Batman,
of course,
circa
you're a
1966.
DC guy.
I'm a DC guy. Yes.
You're a DC guy. Okay. Me. Yeah, better than 66 Batman, okay?
Dude, I got turds that are better than the 66 Batman.
Okay, but...
Where am I going to go?
Each one of them's got a mutter.
Yeah, pre-colorized, colorized, by the way. Okay, but, I was watching this. The only complaint that I had was the action scenes. Being in this large screen, theater, you know, they move too fast. Your eyes have trouble keeping up with it, you know, and... But that was a minor problem. And another thing, Katie Holmes, I'm sorry. Did not like Katie Holmes. She stuck out like a fucking sore thumb.
Because of her acting or because of her Tom Cruise thing?
Because of her acting. I just did not think she worked, okay? She was a DA, you know. She looked like she just got out of fucking law school, okay? You know, I just had trouble with that one. And, of course, okay, Dr. Crane, a.k.a. Scarecrow.
Scarecrow.
He was a bit young to be... the fucking guy who runs Arkham Asylum, okay, you know, think somebody would be a little bit more longer in the tooth than this guy, okay?
Well, you know what, if he's like English,
however,
you know.
However, this guy, I don't even know what his name is.
He was the guy from 28 Days Later.
Thank you. But, you know, he played the role very, very well. He's very convincing, and, you know, everybody in the film, even Gary Oldman as Commissioner Gordon, fucking Gary Oldman owned that fucking role, man. He was Commissioner Gordon.
This is probably one of the few Gary Oldman roles that he's not crazy or a villain.
Right. And see, wow, that's just it. You forget Gary Oldman is fucking Gary Oldman. It's fucking Commissioner Gordon right there. I mean, from the movies, from
it's
Batman
like, it's
Year
like,
One, it's fucking Commissioner
Gordon.
It's
almost like how the guy, you know, when you look at the guy who played J. Jonah Jameson in Spider-Man movies, you don't look at him as the guy from Oz. You look at him like the guy...
He does look like the
he looks
editor.
Like the comic book character, and he acts like it.
But I am in love with this movie right now, okay? And when it comes to IMAX here in Las Vegas, you will bet your ass I'm going to be there watching it, all right? Because I'm telling you, I thought about it. At first, I didn't know what I watched. I was just, like, stunned. And I was like... And then I thought about more and more and more, and this movie is... This is the blueprint, fellas, in Hollywood, okay? This is how you make a superhero movie. And you make
you know
it
what,
work, you
know,
and you make it convincing.
Maybe this is how you make a DC superhero movie, because DC movies have always been different than Marvel movies.
Yeah, but they've been sucking lately. They've been...
Marvel movies have sucked because they don't know how to handle the character like
no,
the Punisher
no,
or the Hulk.
DC,
but
no,
they knew how to handle Spider-Man. They knew how
and
to
the Hulk
handle
is a good sucked. Movie. No, fuck you guys. The Hulk was fucking tight, and I don't give a
What's
shit.
What's wrong
what
with you,
said.
Dude?
Dude, I love that fucking movie.
You know what I can't stand about fucking Marvel films? I'm tired of seeing fucking Stan Lee cameo and everything.
No, I like that.
Yeah, me too.
That's a fanboy thing.
Hey, look at me in the background!
You know, I mean, gosh.
I can't stand that.
You know,
Stan
painful.
Lee sent you.
It's painful for me to dethrone Spider-Man
I'm
2.
I'm Lee Stan.
I think that Spider-Man 2 was probably the finest comic book movie ever made up until this point.
See, now, I find The Crow. I mean, The Crow is to me is a really good movie, so I kind of...
Yeah, but
you
dig on that genre.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
You have that whole necro-nerd side about
yes,
you.
Yes, I do.
You know? Necro-nerd. So very gothic. So.
Oh, you're so
did you
cold,
ever wear
Steph.
black fingernail polish and eyeliner?
No.
Haven't got to that.
Bullshit! Thing. You did it Halloween.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Oh, really? You got pictures?
No.
Yeah, I do.
You do? Yeah, yes, that's for the online.
Do you have pictures of your pink hair?
Yeah, I do.
We'll have to get those on the site someday. All right.
No, we won't. No, we
and
never, ever will.
Look, I used to dig the goth scene. I still kind of do.
No, really. I met some very cool, gothic, dark people. You know what? They're people, too. And you know what? I don't mind them. You know, and actually, they're very interesting and very...
fucked in the head.
Yeah, but very unique.
I don't have pictures of you. Just... me.
Let me see.
Holy shit, what the fuck is that? You can't grow one of those.
You don't have a license for that. You don't have a mustache license, man. What the fuck are you doing with a mustache? Namely, the pink hair, but goddamn, the mustache? Dude, you look like a, like I don't know, Cheech's gay brother.
You know what? We got to get that. We got that. Maybe that's one of the shows we could set up.
Oh, my fucking hell. No. You look like Andy fucking Reid, the coach of the fucking Philadelphia Eagles. That's going out on Fag Night. Prime Night. Seriously, dude.
Fuck you.
You just have a fucking brat and
fuck
so
him, you did it.
It's a fucking Pabst Blue Ribbon, man, with a fucking rainbow t-shirt on. Seriously, dude. Andy fucking Reid, man. Holy shit, man. You're crazy. I like you, but you're crazy. I'm tired.
All right, looking at the clock. Jay, Claude.
I have one today.
You don't care. One's
okay.
Good enough.
All right.
Roll his music. Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for Spankwig and Radio to educate the masses with our ghetto haiku.
Another fine, fine example of pure urban literature.
Hello, ladies, gentlemen. Welcome to another fine, fine edition of Ghetto Haiku. Andy fucking Reid. Oh, okay, hi. I'm Flying Jay, and I have one measly offering this week on Ghetto Haiku goodness. Well, God, I have pink hair and faux mustaches in my mind today. I can't shake them. All right. Compose yourself, Flying Jay. You are a professional.
You will not get copies of those either.
I will. Okay, we'll get right to it. I of course, made a fine acquisition in a lovely, lovely vehicle this week. And I will start out by reading you one and only. I hate my new car. Got ass raped by the dealer. Ass just stopped bleeding.
Moderately bully.
Oh, preparation H me.
Yes.
And ladies and gentlemen, that has been Ghetto Haiku.
Yes, I also have one final news story. I'd like
we're
to
out
share
of time.
Everybody.
Put that on the site.
40 million credit cards were stolen last week,
we
and mine was one of them.
Yours the one. Put more of that on the site. Alrighty, folks, we need to wrap this show up. So we need to wrap this show up. Thank you.
Pink hair with Andy Reid.
We need to wrap this show up.
I can't pick a song.
Have it up. Hurry. Can't take it. Why?
Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the greatest internet radio show ever. You've been listening to
Spank Wagon Radio.
Andy Reid Show.
We want to say a big thank you to everybody for helping us out. We want to say thank you to LVRocks.com for allowing us fun and sun in the studio space. Whatever. I want to say thank you to Radio306.com for broadcasting us and syndicating us in Canada. Friends of Spankwagon Radio, RsAnime.com, VFTP.net, and don't forget, SubjectToDiscussion.com. If we're not live,
we are in the archive.
And remember, for the next few weeks, for the next three shows, it's going to be Spankwagon specials. You'll want to listen in because we will have fresh commentary on them.
No gay Andy Reid!
Again, I've been your host, Trencher.
I am the infallible Claude Balls.
And I love gay Andy Reid, Flying Jay.
And we will be back next week.
God bless you, assholes! I'm going to go to the next one.
Thank you.